Alaska has already outgrown the $250 million Goose Creek Correctional Center that opened in 2012. People testified during a field hearing in Anchorage for the U.S. Senate Committee on Indian Affairs on Thursday. They said it'd be smarter to put some of the money that goes into building and maintaining prisons toward keeping people out of them instead. KNBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska chaired the field hearing on strengthening Alaska Native families, examining recidivism, reentry, and tribal courts in Alaska. She heard a range of solutions from the five people invited to testify. First, she shared some information from a report.
Back in 2009, for the first time in 38 years, it says 26 states successfully reduced their prison populations. But Alaska was not one of those.
The status quo in our villages is unacceptable in any civilized country, is unacceptable in America and in Alaska.
Natasha Singh is general counsel for the Interior Alaska Regional Nonprofit Tanana Chiefs Conference. She says Alaska's law enforcement and judicial system is not working for rural Alaska. Greg Razzo, who serves on the Alaska Criminal Justice Commission and the boards of Alaska Legal Services and the Alaska Native Justice Center, agrees.
We have seen where a centralized justice system is simply unable to meet the needs of the widespread Alaskan populations and unable to understand the cultures and the history and the spirit of the people that live in rural Alaska.
Singh says tribal courts are required to protect constitutional and civil rights, work well, and need to be expanded.
Today we ask you add to the tools Alaska tribal governments need to strengthen our families and to address the root causes of substance abuse. What is needed is federal legislation which recognizes the authority of our tribal governments to deal in the first instance with issues of local domestic violence, sexual assault, and substance abuse.
Alaska Senate Majority Leader John Coghill of Fairbanks endorses tribal courts.
In the process of time, the native groups and the tribal groups have begun what I'd call a pretty decent justice system that I would say is maturing. And the state has had some struggles, there's no doubt about it, how to work with them legally, technically.
Jeff Jesse, the head of the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority, says 60% of Alaska's prison population has mental and behavioral health issues. As for the people relapsing into crime after they leave prison, Jesse says the solutions involve more than the departments of public safety and law.
You know who are the agencies that really have a huge impact on keeping them out when they leave? It's Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. It's the Department of Labor and Workforce Development. It's the Department of Health and Social Services. It's our tribal partners. Because what we know is to keep people productive in the community, they need housing, employment, and support for recovery.
Murkowski told the audience of about 30 people the public record for the hearing will remain open for a few weeks if anyone wishes to submit written testimony. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.